Hey Ryan, how you doing, brother?
Doing good, how are you?
You know, it's Friday, man. So I'm actually doing a lot better than I was on Monday, I'll tell you that much.
I feel you.
But, I mean, you're a business owner, so I think for you it doesn't really matter what day of the week it is.
Well, I put the phone down on the weekends usually, so I'm
not okay. Well, you know what? Most of the business owners that I deal with, those are actually one of their active days is during the weekends. But anyhow, brother, I'll be as brief as possible I can with you. I don't want to waste much of your time here. I think the services that we offer, it's definitely something that might pique your interest. If not, no harm, no foul, man.
Okay.
Now, you've been doing fabrication and repair for how long, if I may ask? 2 years? Sound about right?
I've been in business myself for 2 years, yeah. I've been doing it for over 10 years.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so the experience goes way beyond that then. That's awesome. Okay. And if I may ask, Ryan, what exactly do you do?
Do a lot of handrails, residential handrails, and heavy equipment repair and fabrication, just awnings and stuff like that.
Okay, gotcha. Now, give me just a little bit of feedback, Ryan. What's going on with your JBP when you try to, put the business on Google? What's Google giving you a hard time for?
It tells me I gotta make a video that includes the street sign and all this stuff, and I actually even did that, and it still just won't, when I go to submit it or whatever, it won't submit. I tried it several times.
Okay. Alright. I'll tell you this, and I'll be very straight with you. Based on what you're telling me, it just needs, the account just needs to get verified through their channels. I mean, it is Google. They are overwhelmed all the time, but, with the partnership and the channels that we have available, that's something that we can do for you right away, right? That comes pretty easy to us to get you verified.
Right.
Now, are you licensed and insured right now, Ryan, or you're not?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, just to say that, I mean, if you're licensed and insured, it's so much easier for us to get you verified. It's literally a 1-2-3 process for us, just so you know. I know you don't have your website, here, I'm going to send you a sample site so you can just take a little peek at it. I just texted it over to you. Let me know if you got it.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Yeah, you opened it already. Okay, I was going to go over it with you. Yeah, so where it says Handymaster, I mean, it's just a sample site. Again, of course, here it would say JD Fabrication and Repair. It would show pictures of your work, obviously, what you do, who you are, what services you offer. Something, we definitely, our IT and operations department definitely makes something that is both appetizing and, attractive to the client. I mean, our target is to obviously bring in traffic, so we definitely expose you in the way that, something that's going to pique the public's attention, right? All your information will be on here, your pictures of your, work. That's what we request from you, so we can put them on the site. And then if you look at the top and right portion of this, there's two little phone icons. The client won't have to look up your number, Ryan. They'll just click the little phone icon and they'll be able to dial you directly, which is pretty neat, right? Yeah, same thing for a text message. There's a little sign that says SMS. Client will just click on that and text you if, he's interested in your work. And if the client wanted to see a schedule, you also can put that online. We can set up a schedule for you online, and then the client could see your availability and ask if they can, request for you to come out, give a quote or request for work or whatever the case is, right? So that's part of the website. The other portion that we do is we also load you up onto the social media end of Facebook. We will run ads for you, right? I'm not sure if you know how the ads work, Ryan, but it's quite neat what Google and Meta have going. Meta is Facebook, obviously. It's just the channel they operate through.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say right now you get on your phone, Ryan, and you type in, you can try this. You can type in, where can I get a good refrigerator? And then Google is going to give you a bunch of listing of different shops that sell refrigerators. When you're home, you know, when you're home and you're scrolling through your Facebook, you're going to start seeing ads for refrigerators because you were on Google looking for that. So same concept, right? Anyone looking for the services that you offer, when they're on Google, they're going to start seeing ads for JD Fabrication and Repair as well. We also put you on Yelp. We put you on Bing. And we put you on Apple, right? So aside from getting you there on the first page and getting you verified through Google, we're going to set you side-by-side to the competition all around Colombia and the surrounding areas. Now, you're willing to travel about an hour, hour and a half from Colombia?
That's correct.
Okay. We only ask that because, you know, we're able to push the promotion and the marketing for you, you know, to that area, right? So people are able to, you know, see who you are, not only in Colombia, obviously, right? Mm-hmm. The other question is, are you working solo right now, Ryan, or do you have a crew on standby, or how is this working?
I've got a couple people subs that I use to when I need help.
Okay. The only reason we ask is, you know, we want to make sure if you start seeing, you know, this pick up and, you know, the opportunities, obviously, I mean, you're going to be exposed in quite a bit of different platforms, especially the first page of Google. And as you know, Google has now become the Goliath of the world, right? They're like the gatekeepers of work, right? If you're not on Google, you're just really leaving a big chunk of the pie on the table, and that's just the reality, man. So what we're going to do is, you know, we're going to put you on there, right? So now you're going to be exposed to quite a bit of people looking, you know, for the repairs and the job that you offer. And then we'll allow you to choose keywords as well, Ryan, right? So you give us keywords of the services that you offer, and then when the client types any of these keywords, they'll also be able to find your company, which is another neat thing, right? You know how sometimes you'll put, you know, repair, a tire repair shop near me, and, you know, Google will give you a list of it. So it's going to be the same thing with you, right? You know, and here's a better portion of our monthly rate, Ryan, it's $249 a month. There's no hidden charges, no hidden fees. That includes putting you on the first page of Google. That includes us building your website. That includes putting you on Facebook and running ads for you. It includes us putting you on Yelp, putting you on Bing, and then putting you on Apple, right? So it's about six different directories we're going to be placing you in, right? This is not a, it's not a contract. It's a month-to-month service. If for whatever reason you're not happy with what we're doing for you, I mean, you do have that option to terminate the agreement at any time, you know. But if I'm being quite frank with you, I don't think it's going to be something you want to terminate as long as it's working, right? If you're, you know, if you're seeing that, you know, the exposure is creating you to stay busy, which I think that's what most clients of ours, you know, are in it for, right? They just want to have, maintain work for the most part, right? But stay busy.
Sure.
And, you know, and that's what we help do, brother. You know, so, the other thing, the question is, you know, we'll help you get that squared away with Google. That's not a big deal for us. Are you you are taking pictures of your work, I'm assuming, right?
I am, yep.
Okay. I only ask that, Ryan, because that's the information that we will upload onto when we make your website. You know, we'll put those pictures on there, man. Right? So
I think
yeah, I think this will be definitely a game changer, man. You know, like I said, and if for whatever reason you're not happy, man, we'll just, you know, you can discontinue the service. But I'll tell you very straight up, man, I have both my sister and my brother-in-law with the company, and I'm not going to lie to you and tell you they've become rich, because they have not become rich, but they are staying busy. and that's what they like, right? That they're able to, you know, generate traffic to where they're busy. You know, they're busy for the most part, and I think, like I said, you know, we'll get you to that place, but you know, you just got to be exposed to the right clientele, Ryan. That's all it is. What's your last name, Ryan?
Du Bois.
How do you spell that?
D-U-B-O-I-F.
D-U-B?
O-I-F.
O-I-S. Du Bois. You know, I haven't heard of the last name before. Where is that from? I'm sorry, Ryan, if you don't mind me asking.
That's fine. That's French.
French. Gotcha. Gotcha. Do you have an email address, Ryan?
Be ryan-dubois@hotmail.com.
Du Bois, hold on. All right, ryan-dubois@hotmail.com. Perfect. Let me make a quick note of that here. All right, and what address do you have the business register out of, Ryan?
I believe it's my home address right now.
That's fine.
214 Wood Circle.
214 what?
Wood Circle.
Wood Circle. All right, give me 1 second. Is Wood Circle one word or two, brother?
Two words.
Wood, W-O-O-D, and then Circle. And you said it's 214, 214?
Yeah. And it'd be Wood, plural.
Okay, Wood Circle. Is that in Columbia as well?
Uh-huh.
All right. Bear with me 1 second. Wood Circle. I wonder why it's not coming up for me, which is quite weird. Unless I'm misspelling something. Columbia, Tennessee.
It'd be W-O-O-D-L Circle.
W-O-O-D-L, you said?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, you did say pro. All right, right away it came up. Here we go. Yeah, my apologies, brother. All right, and on the site, this is also important, Ryan. What hours of operation did you want it to reflect, you know, that people are able to call you for business?
We'll just do 8 to 5.
Okay, is that Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? What are you doing?
Just doing Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday, 8 a.m., 5 p.m. Okay. And then you are licensed and insured?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Perfect. All right, when we create the website and the Facebook page for you, we're going to promote you through that social media end as well. Just make sure you provide the, you know, when the time comes, make sure you have those pictures to provide us so we can upload them. And then the preferred language is English. I know it's a silly question, but I got to ask. I apologize.
Yeah, it would be preferred.
Okay. Perfect. And then you're willing to travel about 50 miles out. Sound about right?
I'm going to 75.
75, 50 to 75 miles.
There's a lot of work in Manchester and Nashville area.
Okay. Did you want us to do that promotion specifically and get those cities in the map? Manchester, and what other city was that in?
Nashville.
Nashville. Okay. Okay, hold on. Let me just put a note on here so we can... Manchester, Nashville.
Now, I got a question for you. If I do this, that's...
Go ahead.
It's well over $2,000 a year. I can get a website made for $1,000 or roughly around $1,000. And I'm not sure what it costs to put it on Google and all that stuff. I know when you make a website... You know, it automatically is on the internet, so when people search the internet, it's gonna pop up. Now, it not might not be that you know first little two or three that you see. What's the advantage to paying y'all? You know, constantly, $2,500 roughly a year. You know, do I get to keep this website if I
absolutely absolutely. Absolutely. If you terminated us at any point, you can get the credentials and the domain. We will sell that to you for $99 if you ever left us. You know,
even
if you ever say, hey,
you know, $2,500.
Yeah, that's across the board, man. And if you look, okay, so let's say, let me just give you the advantages of having a company that's $250. If you would go with other companies that are not Google partner associated, there's only about 40 nationwide. We're one of them, right? Let's say you say, you know what, I'm going to build my own domain. You're right. Run you about $1,200, okay? Now, you want to get it on Google, and you want it to be maintained and kept up to date, because putting it on Google does not mean just anything, right? Anybody can put anything on Google, right? But keeping it up to date for you, right, having it promoted and keeping it up to date, that's the key, right? How much does Google charge you? Google to promote you on a monthly basis, and don't take my word for it. You can look it up. Their prices is anywhere between $500 to $600 a month to get you promoted monthly, right? Aside from that, so let's say you were. I'm not sure if you've heard of other companies, because there's quite a bit of third party companies like GoDaddy or Angie's List or Home Advisor or Thumbtag. These are third-party vendors that do a similar service that we offer. The only difference is that they charge you about $200 or $300 a month, and then they hit you with a percentage every time you get a lead. Every time somebody calls you, whether it's a job opportunity or not, they're going to get a percentage because they're, in their eyes, they're the reason that you're getting that phone call. So what separates
us? Turn them down mainly.
Yeah, it makes no sense. And I tell you this much, man, that, and I'm going to be a straight shooter. We have so many, and I mean thousands of customers that come from these companies towards us because we are a flat rate service, right? You pay the $249 a month, whether you get 30, 40 leads, 50 leads, whatever the amount is, through all the channels, right, that we're going to promote you through, that's all you're paying us. You know, you're not paying for how many people are hitting you up and calling you regarding you do work for them. And we're not only putting you on the first page of Google, right? So you got to think about that. You're paying also, you're going to be on the social media side of Facebook. That generates quite a bit of traffic because when people forget they were looking for something, Meta, through the relationship they have with Google, reminds the customer, hey, remember you were looking for this. Here it is. And now people are going to start looking at ads for JD Fabrication and Repair. So you're going to start popping up on the social media end as well. You're going to be on Yelp. You're going to be on Bing, B-I-N-G, which is another platform just like Apple. I mean, just like Google. And then you're going to be on Apple as well. So what's the advantage? The advantage is that not only are you going to have us managing your account and promoting you, but you're going to be on six different platforms. And by all means, I mean, if you do it yourself, if you think $2,500 a month, I mean, a year is a lot, you'll be in it to pay about $7,000 or $8,000 a year, you know, trying to advertise yourself or hire Google directly to do it. again, we're not ones to stop you to do that, but I'm just shooting you straight. I mean, I'm not BSing you.
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
You know, and that's
you know more about this than I do, honestly.
No, and here's the other thing. Our company, we've been doing this for 20 years, brother. I mean, I'll tell you this much, man. We're not in it to BS anyone or to, you know, scam anyone out of $240. I mean, it's just not the way that the company rolls, man. We don't roll that way. I mean, all the clients that are with us stay with us because they want to be with us. We don't tie you down to a contract like other companies do. This is a month-to-month service. If in 2 or 3 months from now, you're like, you know what, this is not working, I'm not seeing anything come out of this, simply stop paying and, you know, we part ways and no hard feelings. But, you know, the reason that we hold thousands and thousands of customers nationwide is because what we do works, man, and that's what the client wants. The client just wants, hey, I don't mind paying you $250 a month. Just make sure that I'm getting work and make sure that I'm you know, that I'm staying busy. That's the bottom. That's the bottom line, man. Yeah,
I agree. Well, that sounds good. I think I'll give it a try.
Yeah, I think you're gonna be happy, man. Honestly, I'm not BSing you or anything. Here's the difference too, and I normally never share this, Ryan. All these guys, I know you said you turned these guys down. They're behind a computer, and they're getting paid a commission when you sign in, right? And I tell you that because I had buddies of mine that used to work for HomeAdvisor and Angie's List. I haven't, but they have, and they actually did pretty well, you know, when they signed somebody up, right? We have a fair salary, right? Whether you jump on this or not, my salary does not change. Sometimes I wish it did. Believe me, I think I'd probably be a lot more persistent with the client. But it doesn't, right? And again, but I see, you know, great opportunities come up, and I tell the client straight up, man, hey, look, this is going to be worth it for you. You don't want to take it, there's nothing I can do. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, be sad about it. Sometimes I'm just like, man, how did this guy not see this was a great shot? You know?
I believe it'll be good for sure.
All right, Ryan, let me just get a few more details from you. So, you do have, you said, a crew on standby in the event that you wanted to, you know, in the event that you had a project that was a little larger, you are able to bring guys to help you.
That's correct.
Okay. And sorry for those questions. We just want to make sure that if that happens, you're able to cover the job. Okay. Perfect.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I hope it does that.
Well, I'm going to tell you this much, man. You're going to be exposed quite a bit. So, you know, people are going to know who JD Fabrication and Repair is. And I think that's what matters, that you are placed in front of the right clientele, man.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. All right. And then I need to secure the account with the security question. Ryan, anytime you call us or anytime we call you, we're going to ask for the security question. You get to choose that today. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your pet's first name?
I can just do my mother's maiden name.
Okay, go ahead.
Big farmer.
Is that just as it sounds? F-A-R-M-E-R?
Yeah, that's correct.
You know, I've never heard of that name before. Former.
Really?
Yeah, well, I come from a Hispanic background. That's definitely not as you know, our names are usually, well, my name's Mario. There you go. You know, Juan.
Nothing wrong with that.
Juan, Paco, Mario, Felipe, you know, all the, the stereotypical names. Okay. All right, and Ryan, the email address that you gave me, you do have access to that, right? Because I'm going to send all the confirmation over that way right now.
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. Now, tomorrow, you're going to get a call from our IT department. This is going to be our operations team, right? It's the weekend. Monday, okay. That tomorrow's 20, 21, 22. So 7:22, you're going to get a call from the ops team, I call them, well, they're the IT department. They're going to collect, you know, your license number. They're going to ask you for the pictures. These are the guys that are going to do all the back-end work, right? They're the ones that put you on that first page of Google. They're the ones that are going to address that issue that you have with Google. They're, you know, based on what you're telling me, they're going to be able to take care of that pretty, pretty smoothly and quickly for you. But that call is going to last anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes. So what time on Monday do you have about 40 minutes to spare to these guys?
Let me think.
Just make sure it's a time that you have to spare, because, you know, if you don't answer the call, what happens is it just delays the process to do, you know, get the ball rolling.
Yeah. Let's do it at 10 a.m.
Okay, 10 a.m. Perfect. Do you want to put just to put a little reminder or calendar, I ask, man, because a lot of, believe it, sometimes I get clients that miss that appointment, and then these guys will message me and say, hey, the client you send us didn't answer, and then I got to reschedule it, and then sometimes the client gets mad with me. Hey, man, what's taking so long? It's like, hey, you missed your appointment. You know, so. Say what now?
It's going to be next week, the 22nd.
7/22/24, correct, 10 a.m.
All right.
I'm going to send that information over to them right now. Give me 1 second. Okay, perfect. And as far as the 249, Ryan, we do take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover. Which card would you like to take care of that with?
I'll do a Visa.
Visa, okay. That's going to start with a number 4 whenever you're ready.
4262 8 8417 8417 1425 1421 8231 8231 expiration if you don't mind be 0427.
Okay, and then it's a security code, the last 3 in back of the card.
The 346.
34. All right, stand by while I verify this card. Okay, I just got to reach you our verification notice here. This will take no more than maybe 1 minute. I'll try to get through it really quick, Ryan. Before I process the payment, I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification recording. The reason, because we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, do me a favor, ask me to clarify that for you, and I'll be more than happy to rephrase it. I just want to make sure we have a firm understanding before we process the transaction. Okay?
All right.
Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. Also, to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and of course, it also works as an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of this order, can you please state the name of the business?
JD Fab and Repair.
Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the company?
I'd be James Ryan DuBois and owner, operator.
Owner, operator. Thank you very much. Can you, I'm sorry. Are you an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of this company?
Yes.
Okay. Are you an authorized party on the billing account?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also involved in the campaign. As a result of increased visibility, you might start getting calls from parties that are not Local Splash. They're going to try to offer you their services, obviously. You know, please be advised of that. When it's us calling, that's why we provided that security question for you. your mother's maiden name. Okay. So when we call, we're going to ask you to verify that. Okay. Also, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails that come from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. These calls are going to come from an 877-635-6225 customer service number. I'll text you from it unless you want to write it down, whichever you prefer.
Let's see. You said 877-635-6225.
6225. Mm-hmm.
And you said it's Splash, the name of the business?
Local Splash.
Okay.
Google partner. Okay. Please save our 877 number as under Local Splash in your contacts. We ask you to do that. That way when it says calling you, you know, it come up as Local Splash. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. Your initial payment today, July 19th, will be processed today in the non-refundable amount of $249. The secondary payment won't take effect until August 19th. This is the recurring payment. Keep in mind that this is not a contract. You do have the right to discontinue this agreement at any time if you like. You will simply do that by calling that 877 number, the one that you just wrote down, and speak to a representative. We ask that if for any reason you're not happy with our service and you want to cancel, just give us a call 3 days prior to the renewal date, which 3 days prior to the 19th. Okay.
Okay.
And then lastly, do you understand and agree to the renewal and the cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. Bear with me 1 second. Shortly, you're going to start getting emails. You're going to start getting text messages, you know, welcome to Local Splash, and then emails that say, hey, this is your invoice. You're going to get a particular email, Ryan, one that says this is your initial invoice on your email. Open that one up when you get a chance. As long as you do it before Monday, okay?
Okay.
You want to open that one up, and that one is going to read, there's two links. I don't know if it's the first one or the second one, but click on both of them. One of them is going to say terms of experience and terms and conditions. You're going to scroll all the way to the bottom of that. Basically, what that's saying is, you know, that you're not on a contract. It's $249 a month. The services that we're going to be rendering are basically what me and you covered today. On the bottom of that email, there's going to be two little boxes. One is going to have your phone number and says that you give us permission to call or text you when we need to. And the secondary one says that you agree to the terms and conditions that we have, which is, again, that this is not a contract. And then right underneath that is going to be a little slot where you type in your name, and then you can send. Once we receive that, that's going to give you access to your dashboard. What's your dashboard? It's a tracking system where you're going to be able to see, you know, how many people are calling you, how many people are visiting the site. You're going to be able to track all that information, right? And also, when the IT department calls you, that's one of the questions they're going to ask. Hey, did you send back the terms and conditions? So just make sure you get that signed before Monday. Not a big deal now.
Okay.
You know, it normally takes literally about 2 or 3 minutes, right? Again, it's just going over what me and you discussed. Let's see here. Okay. And then I'm going to send you an invitation for the appointment on Monday in about 5 minutes. I'm working on that right now. Make sure you accept it to speak to our operations team come Monday at 10 a.m. And with that said, you know, welcome to the Local Splash family, brother. I think, you know, we're looking for this to be a long-term relationship with you. You know, obviously it's going to be your decision, right? As long as, you know, as long as this works, I think you're going to, you know, stick with us for quite some time. So that's what we're looking forward to.
Well, good deal. I appreciate it, Mario.
Oh, you got it, Ryan. Again, thank you, brother. Again, please make sure you don't miss that call at 10 a.m. If you can, please set a reminder on your phone. Yeah, I just would hate to see the, you know, the process get any lengthier than it should be, because it takes us about 7 to 14 days to create the website and get the social media portion of this going, and then another couple of weeks to get everything arranged with Google. So just do me a favor, please. I know I said this about 4 or 5 times now, but just don't miss that appointment, 10 a.m. Monday.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay, bud. All right. You have a... All right, bud. We'll talk to you Monday, 10 a.m. Again, welcome to Local Splash, brother.
Thank you, Mario. You have a good one.
You do the same now. Bye-bye.
See ya.